The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hours. That's right. I spent hours today preparing the program. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of my prep work.
Okay, good.
I think it's like a good meal that somebody, like, you know, they've been in the kitchen for hours and they bring it out. So you're like,
that's true. You're like, oh, look at the time you took here.
Right. And even if it turns out it's not that good, then you'll at least
just
be like,
appreciate the time.
Yeah, Brant really tried.
Effort.
Yeah. So
is that what you're asking everyone to
do? Yeah, kind of just appreciate it. Like your mom, like everybody's mom. Just a little bit of guilt. That's all. I want you to acknowledge how much work I've put into this meal, whether you like it or not. Maybe you are feeling a little overwhelmed with 2020. I saw a list of all the stuff that's happened. Some of this stuff was titanic news.
I couldn't even get through it. I saw a list. It started in January. I was exhausted by the end of January.
And the stuff that has happened, I forgot.
Yeah, me too.
We just moved on from this massive news story or that massive news story. It can be overwhelming. I was thinking, though, like if you read in Thessalonians, so it's in the Bible, Paul's writing to these people who think the world's going to end. And you can understand why, based on what they were going through. I mean, it's all sorts of stuff. So he told them, though, just keep doing your thing. Just keep doing your thing. Because we can all get nervous about this. We can all feel overwhelmed. We can all be like, I don't know where this is going. I don't know what's happening. I understand. I can feel that way too. Mm-hmm. So it was a good reminder for me. He's saying, mind your business. Do your thing. Be faithful with it. And he also said, keep rejoicing. So I just wanted to tell you that in case that is you and you're struggling with all this stuff, just 2020 overload. All the stuff that's happened. Yeah, we don't know where everything is going. We don't. They didn't either. Just do the things in front of you. You get that person to take care of or these people to serve. Like just keep doing it. Hope you had an awesome holiday weekend. A lot of summer left. If you want to make homemade ice cream, there's new flavors, recipes for new flavors. You can make homemade ice cream that tastes like ketchup, mayo, or barbecue sauce.
Oh, no.
This is, where are these recipes from? Well, these are questions I ask when I see something like this. Right. Who's giving out these recipes?
Uh-huh.
Turns out it's Heinz. They would like us to
have barbecue ice cream.
Work ketchup into our ice cream.
They have no skin in the game. There.
No, sure. I think they're just like, hey, and if you want some ketchup. Oh, hey, we have some, as a matter of fact. So this is a totally, churchy word, I would say. Like, no one ever uses the word rejoice unless it's in, a religious conversation.
Mm-hmm.
At least I haven't heard it. But it's a great word. We were just talking about, too, how we're supposed to be, if you're a Jesus follower, we're supposed to be rejoicing always. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me, I'm not quite sure what rejoice, I think I know what it means, but I didn't totally know what it means. Apparently, it means take great pleasure in something. Take great pleasure. Rejoice no matter what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Take great pleasure in God. Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of doing this lately. It's not because I just learned about the rejoice thing today, but I just saw that and I thought, okay, so that's what I'm actually trying to do. I'm trying to thank God for all the good music when I hear it. For the good food, like to take delight. I mean, just like, thank you, Lord. You didn't have to be this good. Walking through nature, seeing something beautiful in the morning. Like, my goodness, it's so good. Laughter is good. Thank you, Lord, for that. I have a good dog.
She is a good dog.
Thanks. Yeah, she is. Like, thanks, dog. Like, it may sound childish to you. It's not. It's not. I'm aware of his goodness. I'm getting more aware and I'm working on it, but it's really healthy, by the way. No wonder we're told to do it. People are like, hey, Brant, do you have any breaking animal news? And I'm like, do you hear the music?
Of course he does.
It's our breaking animal news theme. Mm-hmm. We've noticed there's a lot of news channels, but they don't spend any time on animals, even though there's way more animals than humans.
Well, that's true, I guess.
God made them and he loves them.
Yes,
he said they were good.
I know he does, Brant.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not saying he loves them as much as us, but he does love them.
He does love them.
Okay.
Are you saying that he wants a breaking animal news segment?
I'm not saying he doesn't want it. So anyway, I don't even know what I'm saying. Trisha and Brian Hurt and their son Brady were fishing on a lake in western Wisconsin's Chippewa County the other day when they came across what they thought was a swimming dog. And then they realized it's not. It's a young bear with a clear plastic cheese ball container stuck on its head. You know those, like, you get at Costco or whatever?
Very aware. Okay.
So it was stuck on its head, and it was, they were like, we got to get this off. And so they tried and tried to pull the tub off his head, but eventually they finally did.
And then
and set him free. I just love that because I always wanted that to happen to me. Not actually be in a, be trapped in a cheese.
No, you're
I'm talking
not in
about
the cheese
the people.
That you would find. What?
No, I don't want to have my head trapped in the thing.
What do you want then?
I
want to
be
wanna
the person that frees a bear,
from a,
because I know how these stories end.
Okay.
Then when you're in trouble, maybe it's 20 years later, somebody's...
And it's a huge bear now.
Somebody's like robbing you or something.
In the city?
Yeah,
and
in the city.
Is...
And then... You've forgotten about it, but then that bear remembers you.
Right.
And said, like, taps the guy on the shoulder or whatever.
And says, not today.
And he turns around and
takes
and
care of
like,
the guy.
Ah.
And then he walks off into the sunset and turns back and looks at you.
He turns and looks at me. I was going to say, he turns and looks, and we share a moment. And we nod. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We have a little Monday tradition. It's perfect for Monday. You'll definitely be in a better mood if you just sing along with this song. Mm-hmm. It works every time. Did we get any feedback last week on me singing all four parts? Any notes?
Nope. I checked the email. Okay. Nothing there. Right. Facebook, nothing. Twitter, nothing.
WhatsApp?
Phone, nothing.
TikTok?
Maybe they all went there. I'll be honest with you. I didn't check TikTok, so.
Because I don't have a TikTok either, but I'm sure somebody enjoyed it, and they're just trying to find the right social medium.
To get to us, right?
Yeah, to reach
the
us.
Right platform.
To thank me for doing it. Anyway, here we go. This is our Monday tradition. I saw the light. Just got to clap your hands, sing along. David Crowder Band. Love it. It'll put you in a better mood. Just got to tap your foot, that kind of stuff. Just do something. Here we go. Everybody sing.
Life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Covered me. I had no idea where the way out could be. Then came the sunrise and rolled back the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Our Monday tradition works every time. So glad you're listening, by the way. Sweet. We have yet another, because Sherry's been binge-watching Restaurant Impossible, we have another spiritual lesson.
It's the only non-political thing I can find.
Even so far, you just wait. You just wait. It'll get political.
No, you're like, come on.
So this time, you were struck by how aggravating it is for a woman to pick up on a very passive man.
Oh my goodness. They owned a restaurant together and he just didn't care.
So it's a married couple.
It's a married couple and he just did not have any motivation to help in any way. He was showing up. He's kind of doing some stuff here or there, but she continues to insert herself, and it wasn't in a bossy or controlling way. It was, I'm the only one that cares here.
So the big guy, the jacked guy,
yeah,
who's the host of the show, and he calls out the
man. He called the guy into the parking lot and said to him, this is your family, not mine. He said, it's broke and it's your responsibility. That was his word. It's your responsibility to fix it. He said, and if you're not going to take responsibility, then I'll leave because.
Dude, nice.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
It is. Maybe that's why he's jacked, because we've been asking,
why is he so jacked? So that he can do that. Because honestly,
that's awesome.
A lot of us guys need somebody like that to say something like that. People love the jingle for our show. I'm so honored about that. I have a jingle, and we don't have a big budget, so I have to sing it live, which is different from a lot of radio stations.
Yes, that's true.
it goes like this. But then we had a suggestion. But here's how it basically goes. It goes, this is the Brant Hanson Show. Okay, so that's the jingle that I have.
Do you think that we should hold off until we have a budget to have someone else sing it? Or should we
I've been holding off for a long time, and then we never get one. So I just
have plow ahead.
Robert, though, he emailed me, and he said that the jingle needs a little more. Maybe Sherry needs to sing. And Robert, I could not agree with you more.
No, I can't commit to that.
You're exactly right. Just pick a harmony. You've got a good ear. Very musical.
I don't want to do this.
So here we go. Listen for Sherry's harmony. Here we go. This is the Brant Hanson Show. Sherry. Okay, so.
I don't feel comfortable doing that. You're going to do it again.
Three, two, one. Now listen. This is the Brant Hanson Show. This is your note show.
I know what my note is.
You're not going to sing it.
No.
We were just talking about 2020. What a weird year this has been. There's a long list. We've even moved on from the murder hornets.
Ain't that something?
They arrived in
May.
I
thought they were going to be here. They're probably shocked. Hey, guys.
They packed their bags. Like, you know what?
We don't have to take this.
We're going to come back some year when we get a little more run in the press because we're getting crowded out here. We want to be a big deal. So.
Bye.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that whole list and just thinking, and it's true, and I know you know this if you're a believer in God, like the God of the Bible, none of this intimidates him. He's overwhelmed by nothing. He's not looking at this going, I didn't see that coming, or I'm surprised, I'm intimidated, I don't know how to handle this. I'm scared. None of that. His reaction to even nations plotting and scheming says in Psalms, his reaction to all these big shots doing this or that, the scheming destruction, his reaction is laughter. And I know that's poetic language too, but it really means he's not nervous about it. None of this is intimidating to him. If you feel like a total spiritual loser, like there's something you're like, just not growing up, or I'm stuck with this, thing, this immaturity, this bad habit, this, you're feeling like a loser. I totally get it. I understand. I'm amazed by something though. Jesus, once again, and I know Sherry is amazed by this too, because we talked about this before, I think to off the air, but what in the world? The guys who are closest to him abandon him, betray him in his hour of humiliation. Mm-hmm. Like he's being brought down in front of everybody, and they said they'd be with him to the end, and they ran off. So when he gets back together with them, he fries up a breakfast for him. He made fish and made breakfast for the guys who betray. That is amazing. I can't even get my head around that. The grace that God has for us is amazing. Well, got a complaint note here. People upset. One listener upset about us laughing too much.
Yes, that's right.
That's fair.
Yeah,
fine.
We can't.
And she's upset. And so, but what bothered us wasn't the nature of the complaint. We've heard that.
Yes, we have.
And it was that it came at 2:20 a.m.
2:21
a.m.,
yes.
Which is the middle of the night.
Yes, it is.
And I don't, maybe your schedule is fine with that, but I would just say, I feel like our laughing too much is robbing you of your peace if it's in the middle of the night.
And that's not what we wanted.
No.
Right.
Here's the thing. Before you send that, wait till the next day.
Right.
Get a good night's sleep. Wait till the next day. And then let us have it.
Let us have it.
You probably will be even more able to express your disgust with us or whatever. But at least you get a...
Yeah.
We don't want to interfere.
No. Get a good night's sleep. Let us have it around 9 or 10.
Absolutely. That's the time. so thankful to the people who sponsor our podcast right now, fellowshiphomeloans.com. They're awesome. fellowshiphomeloans.com, and you could save a lot of money. Mike and Brian are the guys there you want to talk to. It's 800-804-SAVE. Again, 800-804-SAVE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Oh, I missed it. Guy was asking me for marriage advice.
Okay.
Get married soon. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of anything, you know, at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I wish I'd said.
What?
I wish I'd said. And maybe this would be good for everybody, too. I don't know. I wish I'd said, when you get married, be more polite to that woman for the rest of your life. Be polite to her. People take, and we all do this, the people we live with, the people we're closest with, we're more apt to be rude to than strangers.
Isn't that crazy?
So don't do that. Go a little crazy. We always say this too, like there's all sorts of impressive people on stage. I want to know what you're like off stage with the quote unquote little people.
Mm-hmm.
When no one else is watching you, you're not impressing anybody. So you've got this woman that God has entrusted you with, or you know, it could be your husband too, or your family. Like be super polite. Be a gentleman. When no one else is, like, your wife would know, wow, he regards me more highly than everybody else. Here's a fact. You have to cut through in whatever field you're in. You got to cut through to excel. You got to be the one that sticks out, that does the thing.
Yeah.
So okay. In radio, which is what we do, you have to shock people and be a shock jock. I know this from reading about these people that do this.
When did you read about them? That was like the 90s. No one's really shocking anybody now.
Still on the internet. You still find these articles.
But, that's true.
But, okay, so I'm rated G. That's what we do on the show. We try to keep it hopefully intelligent, but clean.
Yes.
So I have to shock people with just shockingly interesting observations.
And your goal here is for people to... be shocked and then buzz about it.
And then
about
you buzz about it. That's how the show grows. Because people are like, did you hear what the Brian Hanson show?
Right.
Think about this. There's an observation I read. I thought, I'm going to
shock people with
Just because it's so interesting.
Yeah.
You ever notice how teenagers drive like they have a very limited time on this planet? Like they drive. Like they're just in a hurry. They don't have, they don't have much time. So they have, but old people drive like they have all the time in the world.
Oh, driving a car.
Yeah. What did you think?
Didn't know what... I thought you like motivation. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Anyway. So anyway, it's a shocking... If you think past what Sherry said, just set that aside.
Saying,
but then you go ahead and be shocked by it. It's just really interesting. Like, you've noticed kind of paradox there. A little bit.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.